So can we pray? Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
You're the only one.
You're the only one.
That knows how to neutralize. All the guilt. And the self-condemnation. That I place upon myself. Because of my lack of knowledge. Amen?
Amen.
Lack of knowledge of how to apply the truth of God versus what you feel, how you act and react, and what you believe about you. John shared about people representing different things at different ways and different multiples of levels. And there are times that we simply have a hard time because we're fighting spiritual thought patterns that don't come from God. And we can defend someone else and we kind of stand up for them. But when it comes to the personal struggle,
Jesus.
Oh, well. And we hem and haw instead of using the sword.
Wow.
So
you're about 3 inches from the corner. Can I just tell you that?
Well, I'm coming out of the corner. See, when I'm tied up in my emotions and I'm struggling with my emotions, my spirit man is neutralized. He just puts me on park. But if I activate my spirit, Romans 8, and I begin to pray in the spirit for myself, the Holy Spirit will cancel the war. You say, well, how's he going to do that? By interpretation of those tongues as needed. Because you see, while you're living in guilt and self-condemnation, it's like heaven cannot download what he's prepared for you for this day and this week and this year. You say, well, we just went through the whole feast about the new year. Well, guess what? If he can lay guilt on you for this coming year, you're going to be struggling for another 12 months. Look at your neighbor. Say, that's dumb. Don't look for a dummy.
Don't look for a dummy.
Listen to your mouth.
Listen to your mouth.
And the thoughts that go in.
And the thoughts that go in.
Jesus.
Now, I could begin to give you all this defense mechanism, but it would be another works program. Okay? And I know that going back into a religious works program is going to be what?
The road to hell.
Thank you.
Jesus.
The road back, right back into hell.
Clarity.
Right. The road right back into hell. You know, and the road to hell is paved with what?
Good intentions.
Are you sure?
We're lying on it today, are we?
And the lies of the enemy.
And the lies of the enemy. Yes. See, when I listen to self, when I listen to what is being brought in by self, its motivation is to keep me in the Adamic nature, in the fallen nature, in the hopeless nature, etc. And you fill in the blanks.
Amen.
And how can you receive God's blessing? Because after all, and you fill in those blanks. Because it's like a list, like that ladder, like a list. Mm. It goes up and up and up. And all of a sudden, you kind of break loose. But today, as I got out of my car, I had been praying on the way in, but my tongues broke loose. And I said, okay, God, let it flow. Okay, let it flow. Why do I have to permit myself to let it flow? Because I have a tendency to control because of my surroundings.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm not alone. As I released my spirit, the tongues went into different dialects. I'm not sure exactly what happened, how, and so on and so forth. But there was a great awareness of God's intent to take us higher today. To take us higher today. And you see, preparing us to be open to the broken. Now, who's the first broken you got to work on?
Us.
Yeah, no kidding. See, if you're constantly pushing out, oh, we're going to do this and we're going to do that, that's another works program. Oh, I got to go do this, I got to do that, because I believe and I believe. Well, guess what? All those beliefs have to be readjusted. He has prepared a work for us. And we need to be prepared to submit to what he's prepared. But when you're feeling guilt and you're feeling self-condemnation, you're not going to even move off your chair. You're going to get depressed. That depression will form all kinds of thought patterns for the deaf and dumb spirit who would like you to be dead. Because if you were dead, his irritations would be dealt with. But I remind you that if the enemy had known that when they crucified the Lord of glory, that they were losing the keys. If he had known, but he didn't. Is there anything new under the sun? Has God changed his ways? Is he about to resurrect us from self-condemnation into a place of grace and favor to ourselves first?
Amen.
Ah. I've shared with many of you over the years how we are so full of grace for the neighbor.
Oh my God.
How?
Jesus, yes. Help us.
But we got a different set of rules for me. Why is that that we have such a different set of rules for us? Because of lack of knowledge. Yeah. Now close your eyes, because if you look at each other, you're going to be in trouble. Say, the focus is on me, myself, and I today. I'm all done.
I'm all done.
Condemning myself.
For every failure.
Because God is still in charge. And he's able. Because of the compassionate heart. That I have for others. Now I can have his compassion. For me, myself, and I.
He knew the weaknesses.
That he was investing in me. Because he had me born. At the right place. At the right time. With the right people.
The right family.
The right town.
The right street.
And even the right church.
For today.
It's not an accident.
That I'm here today.
Self is being lifted up. Because of God's grace. And the gift of his righteousness. It's a gift I don't need to work for. I am righteous. By faith in Christ. And in his finished work. He didn't make a mistake. When he created me. Hallelujah. Because one man. Died.
In my place.
He took my place.
He took my place.
On that tree.
on that tree.
So why should I keep crucifying me? What a lying spirit. That has been working. On me. To cancel the gifts. That he's prepared for me. It's like they're backlogged in the heavens. They can't come in. Because this damn full of lies. Is backing them up. I'm ready to open it up. Because I'm forgiving myself today. Because he knew. About the weaknesses. And he still took the cross. And he paid the debt. That I could not pay. Why am I still trying to pay it? What a stupid lie. I don't need to look for stupid. I see where he lives. And he's not dead yet. But he's dying now. There is therefore no condemnation to me. Because I'm in Christ. I'm connected to the body of believers. And I refuse any more condemnation. Hallelujah. I am righteous by faith. That's settled. By God's grace, my conscience has been sprinkled clean by the blood of Jesus. And I can draw near to God right now with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, that the gifts that he's prepared and the blessings he's prepared, they're on a downward spiral. And my heart is open today. Lift your hands to him. Say, I'm opening my heart, Lord.
I'm opening my heart, Lord.
To what you've prepared. Because it's already in the downward slide. As it is in heaven. It's happening to me now. And I receive it now. No more lies. To obstruct the gift of grace. And the gift of God's Holy Spirit. To minister to those that are maybe more broken than me. I give you all I am. Every weakness. Every failure. Covered by the blood. Hallelujah. No more performance. No more putting on an act. The more I'm conscious of Jesus and his performance, not my own performance, the more I will reign and rule. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Lord, I'm telling you now, out of the good treasures of my heart, flows good things. And out of the evil man, the old nature, all the evil treasures, try to bring back all the guilt. No more. Canceled today by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm delivered from destruction habits. I come simply by believing the voice of the Holy Spirit. And I'm seeing myself as the righteousness of God
in Christ Jesus.
Not just today, but every day ahead. In Jesus' name. It's declared. Right now. In Jesus' name. I'm believing. I am holy. I am righteous. And I can receive. And I will receive.
And I receive
it now.